Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by BestHotelRates.com. Here's John and Raheel with Dell and Lance Erline.
Welcome back here live at Prime Social. Still got a few tables going on, and there's going to be plenty of more action here. Get on over here. If you're a poker player in the city of Houston, this is where you play. We're going to be here every Friday. We'll be playing in the tournaments. They start up Sunday, 10,000 guaranteed at 1 o'clock right here at Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. For those of you that aren't in the poker world, you might not know this guy. This is Mike Matisau. If you're in the poker world, if you watch poker, if you like poker, you know this guy. Let me just tell you this. He's nuts, okay? So I'm watching the 2011 EPT in Madrid. Last week I was watching. And they're telling the story. This is a big poker tournament in Madrid, the European Poker Tour. They're telling the story from the 2011, because I'm like that. I like to watch the 2011 EPT in Madrid, about Ted Forrest. He's sitting at the table and he's playing. And Ted Forrest had just become $2 million richer because Mike Matisau bet him $2 million that he couldn't lose 50 pounds in 2 months. These people live in a different world than we live in. Mike Matisau joining us right now on ESPN 97.5. Mike, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Is that the craziest bet? Is that the worst beat you've ever had?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was the bet was kind of like we were both drunk, and we made this bet, and then I said, you know, I can't really afford it. I'm going to pass. I'm like, and he's like, no, you can't pass. You have to pay $500,000 to back out. I'm like, I ain't paying shit to back out. Oh, and then we get in this big argument, and then it really was based on $5,000 a month of my full tilt money, and then full tilt, as we all know, came Black Friday, and that went out of the thing, and so it was it was basically based on that, and then it all of a sudden became that Ted owed millions and millions of dollars to people that I didn't know about, and he was thinking, and he's like trying to kind of destroy me by saying, oh, that's not what the bet was, when he knows what the bet was. We fucking bet many times on it. But anyways, we ended up settling, and that's under the bridge. So.
All right. Well, that's cool. Mike Matisau here on ESPN 97.5. Let's talk about the World Series of Poker. And, you know, we see so many guys. Mike, why is it that we see the best players in the world, and you're amongst the best players in the world, and we see Phil Ivey and Hamilton. Hamilton, that's obviously won. He won a long time ago. But why is it that there's so many of these young up-and-comers getting to the final table and winning this thing when there's so many great, great pros that aren't?
Well, it's not that there's so many great young kids winning this thing. I mean, guy was 55 years old, but playing for 20 years, won it this year. The thing is most of your viewers probably don't understand, is there is 90 preliminary events plus the main event. So a lot of all the top pros are winning bracelets. Me, unfortunately, have not won a bracelet the last 3 years, yet I've put up probably better numbers than any pro in the whole entire world. I've got 23 cashes out of 51 events with 6 final tables. It just so happens I haven't been able to get the main prize. And again, this year I was big chip leader in the stud 8, 10K stud 8, first place with over 400. And I was I had 97% EV in the hand four-handed for a 2.5 million chip pot out of the 9 million that were in play, and found a way to lose it. And I ended up finishing fourth, and I bounced back and finished 199th out of 9,000 in the main event. And again, I was one hand away, one of 15 cards that would have bolted me right into the top probably 50. So, you know, it all comes, you play your best, and it all comes down to one or two turns of the cards, and if it doesn't come out right, it's just, I tell people all the time, you know, one card here, one card there, and the whole poker universe is completely changed for life. So, you know, that's just the way it is. And the thing is that you've got to, you know, I've been through a lot of injuries. I've been through a lot of hell in the last 5 years, 6 years. And so the best thing that I do is put my head down and try and make money.
That's it. That's what we all try to do. Mike Mattisau with us here on ESPN 97.5. How's your YouTube channel going?
So the YouTube, you know, I started my own YouTube channel. It's YouTube/Mike the Mouth. It's going absolutely great. I just got back from L.A. last night, in which I documented my, it was supposed to be 10 days in L.A., and it ended up being 12 days in L.A., and it was a really good trip. I started off really good, where I won $39,000 on the first day, and that was after losing a $90,000 chip pot on Live at the Bike, in which I had a brain fart and just gave away $35,000. And then I put my head down and I just said, well, that was refreshing. I'm like, that's probably the best thing that could happen to me. I said, now I'm going to put my head down and win all the money. And I did. But of course, in the Twitter world that we live in, and the, where everybody's a negative human being and everybody wants to take everybody down, all they want to talk about is the one hand I misplaced. They don't play. They don't want to talk about the other probably 50 or 100 hands that I played like a champ and ended up the biggest winner in the game. So,
what injuries did you have, and how was the rehab for it?
Well, I mean, I had a surgery in 2014 in which I had a my disc almost severed my spinal cord. It was kind of an uninjury related thing. Because it had been there for like 5 years, but a chair broke while I was playing at the Bicycle Club Casino, and I went straight to the ground, which pushed the disc right through my spinal cord and almost paralyzed me. And all I had to do was file a report, and the Bicycle Club would have had to pay for everything. Unfortunately, I had a disgusting, despicable partner that was that made me not file a report because he said it would hurt our company because our company was putting on the poker tour for their... for that week, and all I had to do is file a report, and the bike would have had to pay me anywhere between 5 and 10, who knows how many, 20 mil, who knows how many millions they would have had to pay me, because it was their fault.
A chair?
I ended up almost paralyzed, so.
Holy crap.
That's the worst poker injury I've ever heard of.
Damn, you think so?
Yeah.
How high was the chair?
It was really bad. I mean, like even when I got my second opinion after the surgery and after everything was still in a lot of pain, I talked to a guy in L.A., supposed to be the best thoracic spine surgeon in the world, and I showed him all my MRIs from before the injury to after, and he told me, he's like, it's a miracle you could walk again. And he said, the guy who did my surgery said it was the worst injury he'd ever seen. And the guy at L.A. who does thousands of these surgeries says it's the sixth worst he's ever seen, and that I should count my blessings every day that I'm able to walk. So, you know, he talked me into putting a spinal cord stimulator in, which would help with the pain. So I was been in, like, literally debilitating pain for, like, 4 years, where I was, like bedridden, pretty much. And so the spinal cord stimulator got me to where it got me 80% out of pain, and I'm out of the table in pain. And the only pain I have now is when I walk long distances. So when I say long distances, anywhere between 50 to 100 yards straight, and then all of a sudden I get the shooting pain down my leg and into my foot. And they told me that's because the spinal cord damage that I have is when I walk, it's like basically like a bruise, and so it's like hitting a bruise, and you're just hitting it when you walk, and then it gets inflamed, presses against the nerve, which causes the nerve pain down my leg.
Wait, let me ask you this.
Foot.
With all that being said, look, you make your living sitting on chairs. Do you have any kind of PTSD regarding that? And I'm not trying to be funny here, because that is what you just described is incredible.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, when you sit, you're sitting on your lower back, you know, your L5, S1, and when you're moving and you get your cervical and your neck, but my cervical's perfect. My lower back is perfect. This was just a injury that happened when the chair broke and pushed the, and because your thoracic is surrounded by your ribs. So, like, this don't just pop out in your thoracic area. It has to be a high impact.
That's the feeling.
Yeah, it has to be a high impact injury. And I didn't have a high impact injury, so like they couldn't find it, and it took them months to find it, and all I kept saying was, I'm going to be paralyzed any day if you guys don't find it. And then they found it, and I was in surgery 3 days after they found it. You know, the doctor said I had about 2 weeks left to go before I was going to be paralyzed. So,
This is the worst poker story I've ever heard. It's not the sixth one.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
It's all good, though, man. I mean, I've lived for 4 years in a shithole fucking life. And
we got to cut it there. All right. Whoa. Got to cut it there. Sorry, Mike. Thank you, Mike. This is radio. He got a thanks, Mike.
Tyler.
Gotta go.
We gotta watch what I say. All right.
No, we gotta cut it there anyway. We're up against it. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Tyler,
that whole thing was depressing. Good Lord,
that
Mike.
That was the fifth best drop we've had.
That happened right there on ESPN 97.5. There's no coming back from it. I don't know. You can't. Yes, you got to leave. Goodbye.
We got to recap.
Can I leave?
We have to recap this, Lance, on the other side.
I was so nervous. It's like a Larry David episode. It was like Ricky Gervais. I was just.
I can't believe
that. As soon as Raheel would ask his next question, I was like, I got it. I can't be here for this.
Goodbye. We're going to take a break live at Prime Social. Jeez, don't go anywhere.
Criminy.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.